I still need to share some more with you about the Amalekite and Midianite spirits. Now, to refresh your memory, and I trust that you are going to get the CDs and or DVDs on this particular message. It's such an important message that you absolutely have to have this. The time has come for it. Amen? So you need to get this. I don't know how much stronger I can say it to you, because this is the message for now. This is a fundamental key message. The enemy that you do not know and don't identify is the enemy that will keep on stealing from you. Now, we shared concerning the Amalekite spirit. I won't go back to all the scripture verses, or else I'll get stuck with it. We talked about the Amalekite spirit, that it's a spirit that has no respect for God. It's a spirit that attacks when people are faint. The Word of God tells us that God hates this spirit. That God set himself to wipe out this spirit. I believe I shared with you also that it is the last spirit that God wants to take care of. And the very fact that the Lord is turning my face towards this particular spirit right now tells me that we are truly at the end of the ages. It really signifies it for me that we are very, very close to the return of the Lord. And it tells me also that we, as a people of God, this year are going to recognize our true rest in God. Amen? That the battle will be over. The struggle will be over. Hallelujah. And today I'm going to share some things with you from the Word of God that is just beyond natural understanding. You got to come to another dimension in understanding the Spirit to get it. And if you get it, you are going to stand strong and mighty in the name of Jesus Christ, our Sovereign Lord. Now, the Bible also tells us about the Midianite spirit. Remember, the Amalekite spirit attacks when people are faint. And we went through scripture passages where this is made manifest and very clear. We could associate that particular spirit with that faint spirit, the spirit of depression, the spirit of confusion, and all of that. But it comes with a sister spirit called the Midianite spirit. Now, the Midianite spirit comes out of a concubine or a wife of Abraham called Keturah. When Sarah was dead, Abraham had another wife, and her name was Keturah. Now, Keturah gave birth to many sons, and one of these sons is Midian. Now, what happened is this. This is why this spirit wants to get your stuff. And this spirit primarily goes after your stuff. That's its target. It just wants your resources. It takes your resources and it keeps it. And truly, when we talk about the wealth of the wicked being transferred to the righteous, we're talking about the Midianite spirit. And I'm going to show to you today from the Word of God what God also associates the Midianite spirit to. It will surprise you. It will surprise you. Okay. The Midianite spirit grabs your stuff. It's always done it through the ages. It's been keeping your stuff and keeping my stuff. But I thank God today that God says to us that in 1 year, everything will be reversed. Hallelujah. I am set to receive everything my Father has for me. Praise the Lord. You know, as I sat down there, I was saying to the Lord, what is this that is causing me not to be strong in dealing with a particular thing right now? What, this cannot be you. Why am I struggling with this? And the Lord says, because you need to wipe out that Midianite spirit. If you know that I've not come here, if when I'm raising an offering towards in obedience to God, and I talk real weak, not as strong as I should talk. But if it's struggling with it, I said, what is this all about? This cannot be you, God. No, it's not me. I give you an instruction. You obey the instruction. You do what I say. I don't look at people's eyes and their faces when I'm talking about what God instructed me to do. And all of a sudden, then, what will people say? What this? Come on. That's of the devil. And I banish that spirit. It cannot hang around me. And it will not hang around you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The victory is ours. Hallelujah. So, this Midianite spirit tries to keep your stuff and keep my stuff. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis, come with me to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 25. I'm getting some noises here that I don't like. Okay. Genesis 25, I'm going to begin reading from verse 1. It says to us, then again Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah. And let's go to verse 4. It says, and the sons of Midian, Ephah and Ephah and Hanok and Abida and Eldah, all these were the children of Keturah. And the sons of Midian. The Bible mentions the sons of Midian, but notice something. In verse 2, it says, and she bore him Zimran and Jokshan and Medan and Midian and Ishbak and Shua. But then it goes and skips Zimran and goes to Jokshan. That tells you this Jokshan is important. It says, and Jokshan begat Sheba. You hear that? Sheba? Another day maybe I'll come and talk about Sheba. Because Sheba is connected to this. And Dedan, and the sons of Dedan were Ashurim and Lutishim and Lumim. And then it skips Medan and goes to Midian. And the sons of Midian were Ephah and Ephah and Hanok and Abida and Eldar, and all these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham gave all that he had unto whom? Isaac. Abraham had given gifts to Ishmael, sent Ishmael away. Now, Abraham gives all of his wealth, it's an inheritance, to Isaac. But unto the sons of the concubines, which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts. Gave them gifts and sent them away from Isaac, his son, while he yet lived, eastward unto the east country. So, here is Midian, Jokshan, and the rest of them and their children sent away with gifts. Here, it's a flower for you. Here, this is a toy for you. Here, this is this. And what about all this other stuff? Oh, no, that belongs to Isaac. Are you serious? The real stuff belongs to Isaac? Yeah. What about us? I gave you what I'm giving to you. Now go. Shoo. So they left. But Midian makes a decision. I'm going to get everything the son of promise has. I'm going to get all his stuff. Any which way I can get it, I am going to get it. So he set his mind to getting it. And so, while we talked about Balaam and Balak and all of that, and Gideon and Gideon's army and the people that he fought against, and remember, the Midianites came and they covered the earth, and they came and they destroyed whatever seed Israel sowed, made sure that Israel does not get a harvest, and when they allowed the harvest, they made sure they harvested that harvest for themselves. But the Bible tells us that these Midianites were very wealthy. They were very wealthy. All over scriptures, the Bible associated the Midianites with jewelry, gold, and precious stuff. But guess what? The Bible tells us something about these Midianites that I want you to come with me and look at. Because these Midianites, the Bible tells us in Genesis 37, who they are. Makes another association. Genesis 37. It's 25. Joseph, the son of promise, the one God had marked out and said, the moon, the sun, stars, we're going to bow down to him. Are you ready for this? We've been going through a major battle and the church did not know what's going on. I'm about to share some things with you this morning. It's not going to be politically correct, but I'm about to show you something in the Word of God today that will help you focus your attention so that which belongs to you and to me comes to us. It will be brought to us. Do you understand? They will bring it to us. They will hand it over. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's going to happen because we know our God. The people that know their God do great exploits. There is something I want to share with you today that is going to annoy the forces of darkness in hell, in the second heavens, and wherever they are located. Because we just tapped and struck oil. You understand? You and I are about to strike something big just now. Listen to this. Joseph is in the pit. His brothers have put him there because they said, look at this dreamer. We're going to make sure that his dream doesn't exist. So they put him in a hole. Oh, but they did not know that putting him in that hole, they were sowing him. They did not know. Then they decided to bring him out and they sold him to the Midianites. Oh, but you're going to find out something more about these Midianites in just a moment. It says in verse 25, and they, the brothers of Joseph, and they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of what? Did it just say Ishmaelites? Ishmaelites came from Gilead with their camels, bearing spicery and balm and myrrh, going to carry down to Egypt. Come with me to verse 27. They said, actually, why not? Let me read 26 and then 27. And Judah said unto his brethren, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, right? And let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh, and his brethren were content. Then there passed by, what? Midianites, merchantmen. And they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the what? Ishmaelites. Oh, the Midianites are Ishmaelites. Are you with me so far? God immediately associated them, Midianites, Ishmaelites. Guess what? Ishmael was given gifts and sent away. Are you with me? Midianites giving gifts, sent away. So what do you think both parties want? All the stuff. And God says, that's the same spirit. Ishmaelite, Midianite, same spirit. Are you with me so far? You sure? Okay. So, for 20, they sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, and they brought Joseph into Egypt. Now, let's look a little bit further just to make sure that we are making this association properly. Let's look at the book of Judges. The book of Judges, chapter 8. Judges chapter 8 and verse 24. Remember, when we're talking about judges, the battle is between the Midianites and Israel, right? In verse 24, it says, and Gideon said unto them, I will desire a request of you, that you will give me every man the earrings of his prey. For they had golden earrings, because they were what? Ishmaelites. I thought it was the Midianites. I thought it was the Midianites that came to fight. Are you with me so far? I don't want to go back all the way back there because I'm going to get stuck. So that's why I encourage you to get the CD or the DVD and understand that when we're talking in Judges chapter 8 with Gideon, we're talking about Midianites. And we talked about the Amalekites that came to help them. Never did we talk about the Ishmaelites. But here, Gideon is talking about these same people, and he calls them Ishmaelites. Do you get the point? Do you get it? So I can go further now. Okay. So now, we have Midian. We have Amalek. And we have both of them associated, and they are called Ishmaelites. Now, the Bible goes further and begins to tell us certain things. Come with me to the book of Isaiah. Book of Isaiah, chapter 60. I'm going to go here, and then I'm going to take a detour, just brief detour, to tell you a little bit more about these people. Actually, before you go down there, okay, let's go here. Isaiah chapter 60. Word of God says in verse 1, "Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is what? Risen upon thee." Now I'm going to spend my time on this particular passage at another time. But it goes on and says, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." Now this is not only just talking about a spiritual glory, it's talking about the glory that the world cherishes. It's talking about, you saying something? Oh, okay. 60. The glory is not just a spiritual glory. Because the first time the word glory is used in the Bible, it was not the spiritual glory. It had to do with money. Are you with me? First time the word glory is used in all of the scriptures, very first time, it had to do with wealth. So the word of God is saying, the glory is going to rise upon you. When there's gross darkness in the world, when the economy of the world is collapsing all around, my wealth is going to be seen on you. Amen? Now, are you ready for this? Oh, my Lord. It says, "And the Gentiles shall come to the light." This is why this glory is going to come. Because I'm going to mark you out that the spiritual essence of who I am on your life is going to cause people to come to you and surrender what is their best to you. Because they want to tap into what you've got. Amen? He said, "Pastor, what are you saying?" I'm saying, if you want the wealth, you got to pursue the spiritual first. If you're going after wealth, you're going to lose. Let me say it again. If you're going after wealth, you're going to lose. I'll say it a third time. If you're going after wealth, you're going to what? Lose. If you pursue after the Spirit and grow in the things of the Spirit, then the world is going to bring its wealth to you because they want what you've got. Jesus put it this way. Say, why are you pursuing? You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and stuff. He says, why are you worrying about this? All this stuff. Why are you worrying about that? He said, I tell you what you need to focus your attention on. Seek first the what? Kingdom of God. And all of his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Amen? Seek the kingdom of God first. Let that be priority number one for you. Now, he says, "And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising." The brightness of your rising. Hallelujah. It says, "Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces," this word here, forces, that word, Khalil, is also means the wealth. Hallelujah. The army, the wealth, the resources of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Hallelujah. They have been keeping it for so long. God says they're going to bring it to you. It's going to come to you. It's going to come to you. It's going to come to you. Then it goes on. It says, and the multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. Ephah is one of his sons. Remember that? Midian and Ephah all day from Sheba. Remember Sheba? That's Jokshan. Are you with me? You sure now? I'm not losing anybody here. Okay. All they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring what? Gold and incense, but for they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. They shall show forth the praises of the Lord. Now, the showing forth of the praises of the Lord is not, oh, hallelujah, here. The praises of the Lord here is the wealth that they are bringing. They're going to show it. This is what we've been hiding. This is what we've been hiding. This is what we've been keeping from you. Here it is. Here it is. Hallelujah. It's been yours all the time. Okay, take it. Take it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of James that the wealth of the wealthy shall become like canker, rust to them. They want to throw it. It's like fire in their bones, and they want freedom. Take it. Yes. Hallelujah. I receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It says, all the flocks of Kedar. You remember Kedar? Did I mention Kedar before? Okay. Now, I'm going to mention it. Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee, the rams of Nebaioth. Oh, who are these people? Kedar and Nebaioth. Remember we talked about the Ishmaelites? Okay. Now, Kedar and Nebaioth are Ishmaelites. These are the sons of Ishmael. Genesis. Come with me to Genesis 25. We'll come back to Isaiah. Genesis chapter 25. And verse 13. He says, and these are the names of the sons of Ishmael. By their names, according to their generations, the firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth, and Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam. So we know these two, Ishmael's two sons or four sons. Actually, there's more of them. But we know of these two, Nebaioth and Kedar. Kedar, these are the ones that handle the flock. They work with animals. They're great shepherds. And Isaiah says, they're going to bring all of this stuff. But let's look a little bit closer. Let's look at Ezekiel 27. Ezekiel 27. And then we'll go back to Isaiah 60. Ezekiel 27. And let's look at verse 21. It says, Arabia and all the princes of Kedar, they occupied with thee in lambs and rams and goats, in these were they thy merchants. The merchants of Sheba and Ramah, they were thy merchants. They occupied in thy fairs with chief of all spices and with all precious stones and gold. Now, those are all verses that you just read past. You know, you don't know what's talking about. It's just basically doing this. It's identifying who particular spirits were. And all I'm trying to do right now is make this link between Kedar, Nabaoth, Ishmael, Midian, and Ishmael. Are you with me so far? And their target, Amalek. His concern is to come after people when they are weak, depressed, discouraged. Make sure that you are not strong. That's his concern. But Midian and Ishmael, they are concerned about your wealth. They're concerned about your resources. Now, if I can get you lazy and faint over here, it's easy to get your stuff. Are you with me? So you see why there are twin spirits that come together? Now, these are nations, but God is identifying them as spirits. And he hates, especially the Amalekite spirit, because the Amalekite spirit is what causes the Midianite spirit to be successful. If the Amalekite spirit can get you weak and faint and cause you to attack leadership, remember that's one of the things Amalekite spirit does. It attacks the leadership and causes your leadership to be weak, not strong, and wants to stone. Remember that? Okay? Go back and pull all that information. Okay? Now, if he can get you weak, so he can discourage you, stone you, and take you out, then you will not accomplish the purposes of God. That Midianite spirit can now come and do the cleanup, steal all of your stuff, attached to the Ishmaelite spirit. And the reason they want that stuff is because they think it belongs to them. You understand? This is my inheritance. It belongs to me. I deserve to have it. And that's what the world thinks, that the wealth of this world belongs to them. It belongs to us. So we're going to take it, they say. Oh, but God already made the decision. He made the decision that the wealth belongs to me. Not to the Midianite. Not to the Ishmaelite. But who are these Ishmaelites? Remember what we just read, Arabians here? Now, the word of God is very clear. Arabia. Oh, where is most of the wealth right now? Is that where it is? OPEC can hike whatever it is wants to hike whenever it wants to hike it. Unfortunately, Nigeria is involved with that OPEC thing. Huh? And they control everything with the energy and pull our resources. And God is saying, time up. Amen? Time up. You've had enough fun with this. Now you're going to bring it. You're going to release it. We got to do this first in the realm of the spirit. Amen? We've got to accomplish this first in the realm of the spirit so that we can see a physical manifestation of it. Now, before I go further, I go back to Isaiah 60. Let me take you to Isaiah 21. Come with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 21. And hear the pronouncement of God. Isaiah 21 and verse 16. For thus hath the Lord said unto me, within a year, according to the years of an hireling, and all the glory of what? Kedar shall what? Fail. All the glory of what? Kedar shall what? Fail. Whatever it is that they have put their faith in will what? Fail. That is part of why the economic disaster is coming to the world. Because now Kedar now does not just represent Ishmael, it's representing a system of thinking that puts God aside and wants the inheritance of the chosen. God says, I'm going to crush your glory. I'm going to crush it. I'm going to bring it to nothing, that you now will desire the things of the Spirit, the things of God, but now you're going to bring all that wealth to my people. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, I'll make it important. But now, my people got it. Is that what God did with Joseph? He got all the wealth of Egypt. That's the same thing God did with Isaac. In Gerar, he collected all of their flock. Collected everything they've got until he was the great one. And now they were afraid of him. There is a transfer. But for us to receive this transfer, we've got to take the mask off. We've got to stop pretending and become real in our walk of faith and in our understanding that God is on our side. And if God be for me, who can be against me? Nothing is going to stop us, child of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God says, as the years of a hireling, within a year, within what? A year. Within a year, between January and December, God says, I will crush their system. And I'm going to cause the wealth to begin to roll into your hands. But this wealth is going to come into the hands of people who are positioned to receive it. If God cannot trust you with the little, he will not give you more. In the last few years, God has stretched us in our giving like he has never stretched us. This is not the time to start cutting back in your giving. This is the time to position yourself with more. Let God trust you with the little that is trusted into your hand, and continue to trade with it, with him. Sow it into his purposes so that increase can continue to expand around you and in you. Amen? Hallelujah. There are things God has asked Pastor Maria and I to do. And in the natural, I don't see how it is possible. Man, where am I going to get that kind of money from? Give that much? God, if I told you that every time God asks me to give, I get excited, I'll be lying to you. It's true. I'm not kidding you. But then I have to remind myself of the harvest, just like I'm telling you to remind yourself of the harvest. My God, what else? This better be the last time. Oh, no. It's asking more. Every time it's asking more. And every time it's a stretch. Does anybody have a rubber band here? Anybody have a rubber band? I like to have a rubber band, if you have a rubber band. God wants to stretch you and stretch me if we're going to see the full impact of the benefits of His blessings in our lives. Thank you, my sister. Is it that late already? Wow. Look at this thing. This thing is as useless can be. Can't do anything until you stretch it. And that's God and you. You cannot accomplish much until God stretches you. Then your real purpose comes alive. And when God is stretching you, stop griping. You're coming to your destiny. Amen? You come into destiny. Hallelujah. So, God tells us about these people. And tells us Kedar is going to fail. And now, come with me to Isaiah 42. And then I'll go back to Isaiah 60. Maybe not. Time is long charging ahead. Seven things we need to do. It says, let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Verse 11, Isaiah 42, 11. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. You see that? Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rock. Let the inhabitants of what? The rock. Let them do what? Let them what? Shout from the top of the mountains. There is a shout that must come out of the body of Christ. There is a song that must come out of us. If we are going to break the stronghold of the spirit of Kedar that causes where we are to become a wilderness instead of a city, there's got to be a shout in our spirit. The word of God says, let them shout for what? Joy. That favor my righteous cause. Let them say, let them say what? The Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. We need to shout. Hallelujah. We need to begin to shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. 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 The spirit of Amalek and Midian must collapse. It must come down in the name of Jesus Christ. These strongholds of darkness must collapse. They have been pulling our wealth, but now they must cease and desist. It will not terrorize our families, our marriages, our relationships, our finances. There must be a change. He says, let them give glory unto the Lord and declare His praise in the islands. Hallelujah. 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 My God. Oh, there's so much to share with you. God says, listen to this. This is the battle of the Lord. Verse 13 says, the Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holden my peace. God says, I've been quiet about this for the longest time. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman? I will destroy and devour at once. Somebody shout hallelujah. God is going to do a quick work. He's going to strike hard at the spirit of Amalek and Midian. Slash Ishmael. Slash Kedar. Slash Nebaut. Oh, because they're going to release everything to us. It must come to us now. It must come to us now. It must come to us now. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I believe. And therefore I receive in the name of Jesus. Glory must rest upon my life. It says, arise and shine. It says, gross darkness is going to come upon the world. Why? Because God is going to smash it and cause it to fail in 1 year, within a year. Within a year, He'll crush all their systems. He'll bring it to naught. Darkness is coming to the world, but light is rising upon the saints. Somebody shout hallelujah. God is going to make a difference. I said God is going to make a difference. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, our state has been this. Verse 22 of Isaiah 42. Says, but this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. And they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth. For a spoil, and none seeth restore. Oh, but what do you think we're going to say? I said, what are we going to say?
Restore.
I said, what are we going to say?
Restore.
Restore. Hallelujah. Restoration.
Yes.
All of our stuff must now come back to us.
Yes.
We didn't work for it. We didn't toil for it. Our Father gave it to us for an inheritance.
Yes.
We're not talking about what we worked for. We're talking about our inheritance. I said we're talking about our inheritance. And when you have an inheritance, it is yours. And that inheritance must now come in Jesus' name. We declare restoration. Restore our inheritance now. In the name of Jesus. You Amalekite spirit. You Midianite spirit. You spirit of Ishmael. You spirit of Kedar. You spirit of Nebaut. Bring my stuff now. Koshe balama sakataba. Everywhere I go, resources are going to pursue after me. Kaboshe Keleba, it's mine. They've been crying for me all these years. Now they must come to me. I'm coming out of the hole. I'm coming out of the prison. I'm coming from the place of spoiling. I'm coming to my destiny. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Somebody shout. Somebody shout. Somebody shout. Kobore shakatama. You know, A young man called Lenny Kravitz, great musician, was on the news the other day, or CNN, and he was talking about his life, and he had to volunteer this information. He said he was doing marijuana so much, he actually hired a staff member, and all the staff member did was roll his joints for him. Can you imagine hiring somebody to roll your joints? He smoked 24/7. He wakes up, he yawns, and picks up a marijuana and begins to smoke it. You have to hire somebody. Now that's my money. That's my money. Those are my resources that he's been using to pay some guy to roll joints. My God, that must come to me now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I tell you, child of God, I am going to be handed jet planes. I didn't say one. I'm going to be, they're going to hand jet planes to me. Hallelujah. We are going to have 747s. Hallelujah. Wherever we want to fly to, we'll just get into our plane and fly to Africa and fly to Australia and fly to wherever we want to go. In the name of Jesus, all packed up in the name of Jesus, because the world is ours. The world is ours for the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The devil is a liar. He's kept my stuff for so long. Now he's got to pay for all that stuff he's kept with interest. He says, when you identify the thief got to pay. We have identified the thief, didn't we? We said it's the Midianite spirit, the Amalekite spirit, / Ishmaelite spirit, / Kedah, / Naboth, plus Sheba. Come, bring it to me. No, some of you are just sitting down there. When is the service going to be over? Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. When Pastor Mary was talking about her Rolls Royce just a moment ago, some of you, what does she need a Rolls Royce for? What does the Queen need the Rolls Royce for? What does that Arab Sheikh need the Rolls Royce for? Why do they deserve to ride in my Rolls Royce so I walk? You know, New Year's Eve, going to New Year's Day, I got home and I turned on CNN to see what they were doing, and they had their program on, and there was, I've forgotten her name, Kathy something. Okay, anyway, she was talking to Anderson, and she says to Anderson, what car do you drive? And Anderson says, I drive a BMW. He says, BMW. That's an entrance car. And this is, what you mean? What kind of a car do you drive? And she mentions her car. He says, no. What do you need that kind of a car for? If the people of the world have that, we should have more than enough of that. Pastor Mario talking about her Mercedes Benz. If you are, what does she need that for? You're just declaring to yourself that you don't deserve it. That's what you just shut yourself down. You should be jumping and celebrating and say, praise God. This one is nice, but it can be better than this. Hallelujah. Hey, Pastor, you got to get something better than this, because you can't be limiting us. This is not good enough. Hallelujah. What makes anybody else deserve it and you not? Well, it's part of your inheritance. And you don't have to work for it. It's a blessing of the Lord. It maketh rich. And he added no sorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not here seeking money or seeking wealth, but the word of God says in the house of the righteous is wealth and riches. If God can't trust you with a dime now, don't expect him to give you anything. But if you are faithful with a little, God is going to bring much to you. He's going to channel those Ishmaelites, those Midianites, those Amalekites. Go there. Give it to him now. Give it to him now. I say, are you sure you brought all of it? Is this all of it? Because let me read you something in the book of Acts, chapter 5. If you didn't bring all of it, you're going to die. It's in the Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All my stuff must come to me now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Rise with me. Rise with me. Yeah, we're going to have communion. God. Oh, my Lord. You didn't hear what the Lord just told me. He just said, yeah, this is the last time you're going to be raising this kind of offering for the beginning of the month, the end of the month, and the quarter. This is because I'm taking my people to another level. Hallelujah! Amen. They are not going to have to give in that level. Makata bashaka. Makata. My God. Get ready. It's like T.J. Jake says. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Woo! Jesus is Lord. Amen. Amen. Are you ready, James? Yeah. You ready? Yeah. Okay. Praise the Lord. Father, we present ourselves to you. You are the God who's made us worthy to receive the full impact of your blessings. We position ourselves aright. And we say, Lord, we are ready. Bring it on. We're ready. We're ready. Because you've made us ready. We can handle all of these resources for your glory and for your honor. When the world hits darkness and gross darkness, your glory is rising upon us. Your favor is bestowed upon us. All the resources are already here. And therefore, they must come upon our lives now. No more shall the world look at us and we be ashamed. But no. You, the God of the blessing, are causing us, O God, to come to that place where we will never, never be ashamed. These are the last days. We will never be ashamed because the blessing is on us. The blessing is attracting every good thing. Thank you, Lord, for the grace to receive. And thank you, Lord, that we are so loaded with your benefits, with your resources. And Lord, oh God, everything that we have is guarded by you. And no thief can break into it. For Lord, oh God, our treasures are in your presence. Their believers are going to be so wealthy, nations will be afraid of them. Lord, count us worthy to be those of God that have so much wealth. Nations are shaken because of the greatness of our wealth. Mandorobosha, there are men of the world who do not know you right now that have that kind of wealth. But you said there's going to be a transfer. So we position ourselves to receive that transfer. So I say, I position myself for this end time transfer of wealth. In Jesus' name. Amen.